you've delegated yourself completely out and you're just kind of an outsider on family life, you're taking away a really important connection point that people need, that your family needs. So be sure that you delegate the things that aren't important.
Family life is essential. Jim and I are on a mission to help you live the best one. You'll hear personal stories from thought leaders of strengths and struggles with proven strategies to help you make the most of your 18 summers. I'm your co-host, Jamie Shields.
Hey guys, Jim Shields from 18 Summers coming at you with another episode of 5-Minute Father. Today, I'm going to talk to you about the deadly art of delegation. Now, what does that mean? Delegation and the art of delegation has been absolutely imperative to me growing my businesses and creating financial abundance. If I hadn't learned how to delegate, I would have never been able to grow. I wouldn't have been able to create great teams and financial resource. The issue that I see, though, is a lot of times entrepreneurs and business owners get so good at delegating at work, they go home and try to use the art of delegation for almost everything, not even realizing that they're doing that. And sometimes when that happens, they end up feeling guilty, depressed, and disconnected. And why? Well, most people that I've met, including myself, went into their own business, went into their professional careers because they wanted to be able to create more time than they had with their parents as kids. They wanted to have more resources. They wanted to be able to choose their schedule and they wanted to be able to be there for their families. A lot of people said, I wanted to have it better for my children than I had it for myself, which is honorable and admirable. But the issue I see is if you go home and use the art of delegation, you end up delegating yourself completely out of family life. You delegate all of that close responsibility and relationship building to a nanny, to a spouse, to a grandparent, to an older sibling. And if you do that, you take yourself out of some of the most important things that our children and our spouse actually need. I remember working with one of my clients years ago, and he went through a bad divorce, and he had actually lost his marketing business. Now, he had been very successful, but as he started to talk with his daughters, who are now about to go into adulthood, when all this was going on, the divorce, losing the business, he heard some words that might seem like a curse, but ended up being a blessing. And what they said to him, both separately, was, don't you understand? It was never all that we wanted. We just wanted you. And when you think about that, when you let that really sink in, the art of delegation, if you've delegated yourself completely out and you're just kind of an outsider on family life, you're taking away a really important connection point that people need, that your family needs. So be sure that you delegate the things that aren't important. I like to delegate certain chores because let me tell you, I'm in real estate investing, but you don't want me fixing anything. I know how to get the deal put together, but if you want me to swing the hammer, something's getting broken. So I'll delegate those smaller things. I'll delegate certain minute errands. I'll delegate things that just aren't important, but I want to be there for the meals. I want to be there for the soccer practices. I want to be there for the shows, for the conversation. I don't want them having to go to their friends or the internet. And if you delegate yourself out of family life and make yourself unavailable and say, well, hey, I'm too busy providing, you're going to miss a really big part of family life. And I've had some really good mentors and reverse mentors who have come back to me and said, gosh, I'm really glad that I took that extra time with my family. It seemed like it was expensive to do, maybe to the business, maybe to my career. I have no regrets. But on the opposite end, I've had people who are very successful with big balance sheets come to me and said, the hell was I thinking? I should have spent more time at home. One less business, one less big deal. I could have had more time. I wish I had done it differently. So just remember that. I am the last person to discourage ambition or delegation. But again, I've seen this too many times not to bring it to your guys' attention. The art of delegation can be an incredible way to help scale and make your businesses more successful. But be careful. When you're using the art of delegation at home, make sure you're not delegating yourself out of the connection points, the real memory makers, the important moments when your family really needs you there, that you should not be delegated out of those moments. Make sure you're not over-delegating. And if you have, reverse the gears. Fire some assignments of people you've delegated to and get back in the game at home. You won't regret it. Another episode of 18 Summers, 5-Minute Father coming at you. Use delegation. Don't overuse it at home. Talk to you guys next time. Thanks for joining the 18 Summers podcast and putting your family in priority position. Subscribe and leave a review and help other families just like you.